Begin to cry out in the Sechta Sanhedrin, the Flamma Days, begin on the base, begin to begin with the Gemara, or come by the Meruma. When it's a deceitful judgment, oh, then even by the Nimamnes would do Drishas Vachkiris. So Taisis qualifies as a Loisha Yoidim boy. It's not like that they know for sure Shumeruma that it's deceitful, because the McKinney, that would be the case. And they're doing the Klal, they actually would not educate such a court case at all. Kedishin, like Gedash and Perk Shuas Aedis and Shuas Labalama and Beis, from the Pasi Midbar Shakatirch, you have to stay very far away from Holster. It just means that they suspect it, and then they're going to do Drishas Vachkiris. When there's a sound of the mill and Borni, so Pirshak Drash explains, Shas Kizir Samalchas is the time of decree of the governments, or Gazru, they decreed Shloy Lomel not to have a circumcision. They were afraid to let the word out. So the Kabbalah Simon said, they made this sign that there's a mill going on by doing the mill, which they need to, for the refuah for the baby. Chimash Risham, it sounds like from the Risham Diksubis in Perak Aleph, Kabe Gzeira, Shikaz Bihuda, by the decrees on Judea, the Kamar says, Masim and Hoya, Kol Maguras Beborni, Mishte, Sham O, Ner Bebor Chayel, it's Shavua Ben. I mean, when they would have a party there, the light of the candles in Bor Chayel, that was Shavua Ben, Pirish, in other words, Kol Migres Rechayim. The sound of the grinding of the mill, shagrusas of grits, is what was the sign that that there was a bris mila going on. I but chesed b'yirmer ayit says in yirmer perichol fei b'vat mehem koil sosling b'kol simcha kol chosim b'kala kol richaim ba'or neir. Sounds like that. The, what do I mean? This was before gzeirat hashman. The light of the candles and the sound of the mill was even in the times of the navi. So it says, you could say, yeah, shagamri shayin hoi yisin simonim elul l'shem simcha. That was they always had this, these signs that there was a simcha going on. Time to Gzeir, when they couldn't make announcements anymore, they only kept these customs, which were, we knew already that's what that's symbolic for, but that the authorities wouldn't know. They had the light of the candle in this place, Baruch Hayil. For me, the custom comes, to light candles by a circumcision, because that's what it was. It was a sign of the Shavua Ben, of the Bris Mila, by lighting the candles. Now, Masha Nogu, and this said the custom is lifts hamapa ala Pesach to hang a curtain, a kerchief on the opening. Mishum Dom Brisha Mecha Peres, because the Gemara says Babasta Tzadigimon Beis, Minna Gadol Hayib Yerushalayim. There's a great custom in Yerushalayim called Mach Mapa Prusa ala Pesach, whenever the cloth is hanging by the opening Archon Nechnas and the guests come in. So they see this, they know that there's a big party of Bris Mila going on. That's where the custom comes for Bris Mila to have it. Heich Amalahu. So, how exactly did they tell them the limud zchus of opening up for the din nefashos case? So, Pesach Kohen just Rashi explains what does that mean to say is that kishakibu edus and shaledim when they received the testimony of the witnesses, then they would like say, okay, we just want you to know we're opening up with zchus. So it says, if you're going to say it, take a second look and says, wait a second, kids, that's the case. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, you're muzzling them if you're saying such things? Hakim and Shehigah, but once they already testified, the Halacha, the Gemara tells us later on, you can't go and undo your testimony anymore. So what do you mean you're muzzling them? Within a few seconds after they finish, compared to like the Rashi seems to say, could you say that? Like you're saying, but it's already more than that amount of Techidei Dibur of saying Shomalach Rabbi, because the Dayanim already gave the whole drasha to them saying what they're going to do. You know why they're coming to the defense of the defendant. And Vechidim begin to say, oh no, Dolei Chashav Hafsi, that's not considered as interruption. Lamer to say Achir Tei Dibur Amrin Lehu. And I mean that's not considered as a hefsek, because yeah, that's all part of their aid with, they're responding to them, it's still necessary for what they're saying. But then it says, even if that's the case, Lema then just let the Gemara answer, Akhadei Dibur Amrin Lehu, that we tell it to them after Akhadei Dibur. And so obviously they can't back out anymore. Afgav to Impsichazu Me'elis. And in even though that opening is not gonna be effective. So, what's the Gemara asking then? Oh, Chasmin Lehu, just say no. We say it after that they already had a few seconds go by, and then they can't back out anymore. So, there's something you can say is the Havamatz Lishnoi Hachid. Sure, the Gemara could have answered this. El Deshav Mishan the end was the Gemara has a better approach. to answer the questions. Although, another approach you could say is that actually niskari dusin be this nechkari dusin be bezin. You're right. No, until their testimony has been there for the court, they could say, oh, we're just lying. Ketan the sefer like the sefer teaches, and therefore it's not considered over and done yet. So that's why it's going to be muzzling them. Now, me bekunches perish. However, Rashi explains the psichas chuz. The opening of the merit of the defendant is la'achar shadarshim b'chokrim, after they were investigated and checked out. Uboyin lisa v'litna, they're coming to discuss it now. And the truth is, kiprusha mashma, and like his interpretation sounds like perikol yibodkin, later on the memel menaf, the time we learn, in nimtu divrei mechavanim, once we find what they're saying to be matching up, then paiskin, then we open up into the discussion. So therefore, it actually sounds like, actually, it is after what they had already finished saying what they're saying.